Another high-profile resignation at the BBC today. Greg Dyke, the broadcaster's top executive, stepped down. He's the second senior figure to leave after the Hutton Commission's findings were released yesterday. The Hutton report clears Prime Minister Tony Blair of any wrongdoing in the suicide of a government scientist, and it slams the BBC for airing a story claiming Blair embellished intelligence reports before the war on Iraq. NPR's Guy Raz is in London.
The network that likes to regard itself as the most trusted name in news is now fighting hard to preserve that reputation. But after yesterday's report by Lord Hutton, it seemed inevitable that heads would roll at the BBC. The first to go was Chairman Gavin Davis. Today, it was Greg Dyke.
With the departure of Gavin and myself, and the apology I issued on behalf of the BBC yesterday, I hope that a line can now be drawn under this whole episode.
Outside Broadcasting House, one of the BBC's three main London offices, staff poured out onto the street in support of Dyke. Greg Dyke was a popular director general, a populist who's credited with raising morale at the network. But perhaps unwisely, Dyke stood behind a reporter who, it now turns out, falsely reported an allegation that was so explosive it led to calls for Tony Blair's resignation. The claim made by the reporter, Andrew Gilligan, was that Blair's staff forced intelligence agencies to wrongly claim that Iraq could launch a missile strike within 45 minutes. The report prompted Blair and his government to demand a retraction. Greg Dyke and the senior staff at the BBC stubbornly refused. And so today, 7 months after the original broadcast, the BBC and its new acting chairman, Richard Ryder, formally offered that retraction.
The BBC must now move forward in the wake of Lord Hutton's report, which highlighted serious defects in the corporation's processes and procedures. On behalf of the BBC, I have no hesitation in apologising unreservedly for our errors and to the individuals whose reputations were affected by them.
Prime Minister Blair, still glowing from the unequivocal exoneration his government received by Lord Hutton, accepted the apology.
This for me has always been a very simple matter of an accusation that was a very serious one that was made, that was a false accusation as Lord Hutton has found. And it's now been withdrawn. That's all I ever wanted, and I want to make it absolutely clear to you, I fully respect the independence of the BBC.
Critics of the Hutton report say the inquiry was a whitewash, unfairly biased against the BBC, and without reproach when it came to the government. The world-renowned broadcaster is an entirely publicly funded network. British taxpayers are required to pay about $200 a year to fund the organization. And while some BBC detractors have, once again, renewed calls for the BBC to become privatized, cabinet officials in Blair's government have pledged to protect the network's independence. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.